morning. Welcome and Merry Christmas to you all. I hope you had a wonderful celebration, and I hope that you know that the celebration continues. There's a lot of build-up to Christmas, and then on December 26th, it seems we want to turn it off. My son wanted to know why we were listening to Christmas songs today, because it's not Christmas, but he should know better. It's only the beginning. And, in fact, we are in the middle of the 12 days of Christmas. So today we have our special service of carols and scriptures, a little bit different than the normal service. There will be no junior church today. We also have a few announcements before we begin our service. Next week, my office hours will be Wednesday. I'll be in all day Wednesday, so if you need to get in touch with me, please give me a call then, and we'll be putting together the service that day for the following week. Offering envelopes are in the Easter room on the table over here. If you haven't picked yours up yet, please do so. I also have been asked to let you know that the budget is in the back, over there where George is, in the back. If you haven't had a chance, if you didn't get a chance to look at it last week, I know we didn't have it prepared. If you want to take a look at it, it's in the back. You can take one on your way out. That's the budget for 2016. We also had a lovely Christmas Eve service, and we had a really nice turnout, but I know that not everybody was able to be here, and so if you were not and would like to have a CD of the service, please let me know. Or if you were here and would like to have a CD of the service, or if you want to give it to your friends or whatever, anybody who would like a CD of the service, please let me know. I will be very glad to make you a copy of that. Are there other announcements before we begin?
Chris.
Yes.
Workday
on Tuesday, thank you. Doc?
I'd just like to share a big encouragement that I have to turn to this morning. I don't know all the demographic changes you and all that. It is a very good evening to share yourself back to the first Christmas event.
Thank you for sharing that this morning. As I said, today is our annual service of carols and scriptures, so I invite you first off to have your Bibles ready. There's the pew Bibles in front of you. You can follow along. The page numbers are in our bulletin. All the hymns today are going to be from the Chalice Hymnal, the red hymnal, and we will do the first two verses of each hymn. And now, welcome to the Lord's Day. It's our great privilege and responsibility on this day to worship the risen Lord. Jesus Christ. Let us spend a moment in time of silence as we prepare our hearts and minds to worship Him. He touched us, and in touching us, taught us to love one another. May you feel God's presence in this hour, and may His love touch you as we worship Him today and each day in the coming year. Let us stand as we sing our processional hymn, number 164, Good Christian Friends, Rejoice. The beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Let us come before God now with our ears tuned to hear that word, our hearts receptive to receiving that word, and our wills ready to do that word through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us join together in the invocation followed by the Lord's Prayer. Lord, you know that we are bombarded daily with words. Words from our television sets and our radios. Words from our cell phones and words from our spouses and children. Words from our coworkers, and we thank you for this marvelous gift of communication. But on this day, in which we celebrate the eternal word made flesh, let us open the ears of our souls and minds to hear the words of life that you have to share with us. And let us pray using the words that your Son taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. First lesson today is from page 3 of the Old Testament portion of your pew Bible. We begin at the beginning. In the book of Genesis, chapter 3, in which we hear of the fall of men and women and their exile from paradise, the event that began the need for a Messiah. And we read, They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden, the time of the evening breeze. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, Where are you? He said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. God said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I have commanded you not to eat? The man said, The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate. Then the Lord God said to the woman, What is this that you have done? The woman said, The serpent tricked me, and I ate. The Lord God said to the serpent, Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers, he will strike your head, and you will strike his heel. To the woman he said, I will greatly increase your pangs in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children, yet your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule. And to the man he said, Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you. And you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. The man named his wife Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And the Lord God made garments of skins for the man and for his wife, and clothed them. And the Lord God said, See, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now he might reach out his hand, and take also from the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. Our opening hymn this morning is number 125, Come, O Long Expected Jesus. Now we move ahead to the prophet Isaiah, page 638 of the Old Testament, chapter 9, where the two people chosen by God who had wandered in exile so long they had become literally lost, and God's prophet promises that someone will come to deliver them. Isaiah gives us the beginning of the expectation of God's Messiah. And so we read in the prophet Isaiah, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onwards, forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." And now we sing the hymn of hope, "I Wander as I Wander," number 128.
161.
Thank you. Continue in the prophet Isaiah, now chapter 11, page 640, where we learn that the promise of one of David's descendants is still alive, and he will restore the paradise that was lost when enemies lie down together. Continuing from the prophet Isaiah, we read, "A shoot shall come out from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, the nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." Our hymn of faith is, "Christians All, Your Lord is Coming," number 136.
Thank you.
fourth lesson, we move to the New Testament, page 1, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, in which the birth of the long-awaited Messiah is announced to a very unsuspecting people. Matthew writes, "Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, 'Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a child. They shall name him Emmanuel,' which means 'God is with us.' When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had born a son, and she named him Jesus." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now we come to our time of offering. As forgiven and reconciled people, let us together offer our gifts to God this morning. After our hymn is number 153, "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear."
Remembering how our Lord became poor in order to make us rich, we also give generously so that others may become rich in receiving the grace of God. Amen.
Please. Our fifth lesson now moves to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, which is on page 58 of the New Testament portion of the Pew Bible, in which we learn about the ways in which Joseph and Mary came to be in Bethlehem and how the birth of the promised Messiah took place. Luke writes, "In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. And this was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for him in the inn. Now we come together as we celebrate the birth of Christ. We give thanks for all that we received. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. I hope you received so many blessings. We know that the greatest blessings, the greatest things in life are not things. It's a wonderful joy to worship with you on Christmas Eve. What wonderful weather we have had and continue to have. We know the winter is coming, but for right now, let's enjoy it. We also got to see many people and people we haven't seen for a while, and today as well. And I want to give thanks that this past, on Christmas Day, I was able to see my niece for the first time via the miracle of modern technology across the seas and oceans to see Georgia Madison, only 3 weeks old. It was a great blessing, and of course it would have been so nice to have her in our presence, but the next best thing is to see. So this morning, before we have concerns, let's begin with joys. What joys do you have this morning? What blessings did you get this Christmas? Sonny? We give thanks for Faith, 10 years old. A lot of birthdays on Christmas Eve. I know that we had several here in the congregation, and we give thanks and rejoice. Happy birthday, Judy. What else? Cheryl.
As always, family, friends, our church family.
We give thanks for family and friends. We also give thanks for health. I know that you were sick and are better, and Mike and Trina are getting a little bit better. Several people who are sick, we continue to pray for them and give thanks. And I don't know if you got to meet her, but I met Tatum on Christmas Eve, and that is someone we've been praying for the last couple of weeks. That's Gary Wandel's granddaughter, and she's doing well. We can pray that it will continue to be so. Thank you. George? It's a wonderful evening, and the ability to travel to see our family and to have that, that's great. We do rejoice and give thanks. Judy? We do give thanks when people share their gifts before God, and I want to especially lift up one or two of those men, I won't name them, but who hadn't touched their instrument in years and were very nervous and did a great job. So never be too self-conscious about sharing your gifts for God. Thank you very much. Let's continue to share joys, but let's also lift up our concerns with one another that need to be raised before God today. Heidi? And I know there have been storms, tornadoes. We want to keep all those people in our prayers this morning. Are there others? Teresa? Pray for your brother-in-law and all he's going through. Donna, did you have your hand up earlier? That's wonderful. It's a great joy for them and for you. Thank you for sharing that. Sir, you had your hand up? Sir, thank you, and we will pray to Christ now. If there are none others, on that note, let's take a moment of silence as we prepare to go to the Lord in prayer. O light of the world, we come forth from darkness into a new dawn. For with the dawning of your Son, Jesus Christ, we sing forth your praise. For now the earth has a Savior, a Messiah, born to us. Grant us, O Lord, your wisdom. Grant us your courage to follow him faithfully through the lands of Egypt, through the trials of doubt, through the time of persecution and testing. We know that Christmas does not end with the birth of the child, but continues on until Easter and beyond. We give thanks for your plan that is unfolding as we speak. Help us, Lord, to find our place in it as we follow you in word and deed. Help us to follow in the teachings that Christ gave us and the examples that he led us by, that we may grow closer to you and to him, and that we may also help and take part in the building of your kingdom, that your will may be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And so we pray, Lord, for strength and wisdom and guidance, and we pray these things for ourselves, but we also know that with our faith in you, we must also turn outwards to pray for others. For those who are in need, we ask that you may help us to help them. For those who are in turmoil, we pray that they may turn to you, to feel your spirit near them and to gain your wisdom. For those who, especially at this time of year, are in grief and sorrow because they miss a loved one, we pray that they will know that their separation is only temporary. They may feel their presence near in their hearts. And give thanks that the promise of Jesus Christ is that we may live with you and with them eternally beyond the bounds of death. For those whose health is poor, for those who are recovering from a surgery or facing a new one, we pray that they may have courage and stillness in their heart, for they know that you are with them. We lift up all those prayers, spoken and unspoken, those in our hearts whom we know need you. May they find you. May they know that you have been there always and will be there always. In particular, we do lift up Teresa's brother-in-law as he is going through a great deal of difficulty. We pray that he may always hold your hand and follow you together. We give you thanks for all the blessings we've received this Christmas time. We lift them up to you. From small material things to great, wonderful spiritual blessings, such as our family and friends, and above all, for the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, who came that we might have life and have it abundant in this life and have it eternally in next. For even as your Savior leads us, O Lord, we know that he brings the goodness and the blessings of heaven each day for new birth, new life. For the path ahead of the final glory, we give our thanks and praise together. Say, Amen.
Thank you.
Now the Sanctuary Choir will sing our anthem this morning, Room in My Heart.
There have been a multitude of gifts exchanged over the last few days, and perhaps more to come. But the greatest gift that we have experienced is our salvation, and as a result of that is our peace. And we are going to sing an anthem today entitled Peace, Peace, Peace. And it states, the gift of Christ. For our sixth lesson, we return to the Gospel of Luke again in chapter 2, this time again also on page 58 of the New Testament portion of your pew Bible, in which the news of the Messiah's birth is announced to an unlikely people. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Our hymn of peace this morning is Hark the Herald Angels Sing, number 150. turning again to Luke chapter 2, page 58, we read in which the shepherds visit the baby and see as the angels had told them. Luke continues, "When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us.' So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, as it had been told them." Our hymn of joy this morning is "Away in the Manger," number 147. We gather together around the Lord's table. All believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, regardless of your membership in this congregation, are invited to receive the bread of life and the cup of forgiveness. Please take the emblems as they are passed and partake as best suits your meditation. Our communion hymn, "The Little Town of Bethlehem," is number 144. As we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate all the things that we receive under our tree. I hope you got all that you put on your list. I hope Santa gave you all that you asked for. But I know that whatever you got, it would be nice, but it only lasts a certain while. My children received a lot of things. If they're still playing with those toys next Christmas, I'll be very happy and pleased. And I know that over the course of my life, I've received many things, some more special than others, some longer lasting than others, but really, almost everything we get, every sweater we get, eventually we grow too big for, wears out. Every electronic device we get either becomes outdated or is not much fun anymore. Every book we get
gets red. Certainly it is true that the greatest gift we receive at Christmas is the gift of Christ, for it is the gift that lasts. Beyond all things, above all things, Christ is the gift that lasts. We don't have to worry about batteries failing. We don't have to worry about him getting lost. We don't have to worry about him getting broken. We know he'll always be there with us. And so we celebrate the gift of God with us, Emmanuel, as the prophets said. For we know that as we age, we know that whatever we go through, in whatever season, in whatever experience, whatever place, the gift of the Christ child will be with us. For all the things that we received this year, for all the things that we've been given, this above all things we give thanks, because the gift of Christ is the gift that keeps on giving. And now let us pray.
Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Here at the Lord's table, where all are welcome, we shut out the world for these moments and know our Lord Jesus is present. Please take the emblems as they are passed and partake as best suits your meditation.
For I hand on to you, it was also handed on to me, that on the night when the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. After he gave thanks, he blessed it, broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "This is my body that is broken for you. Eat this as often as you do in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he took the cup. And after he blessed it, he poured it out. And said, "This cup is the new covenant of my blood that is shed for you. Drink this as often as you do in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat of the bread and drink of the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
faith lesson comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 1. That's on page 91 of the New Testament portion of your pew Bible. In which John explains the purpose for this whole story. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Our invitational hymn today is Joy to the World, number 143. Let us stand as we sing. For the benediction. May you go out into the world with good news of great joy, for Christ the Lord is born today. Alleluia. Amen.